Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. My special guest this lovely first April day here in the St. Croix Valley is Mr. George Carr, a friend to all success seekers. George, you're the founder of Soccer Source, longtime coach, fan, and participant of the great game of soccer, right? A soccer aficionado. How do you like that one, Jerry?
Hey, not bad. I didn't think you'd get away with it.
But George, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
You know, we're going to do something a little different today. Jerry's not even aware of this, George. We are going to have Jerry do the whole show today all by himself. What do you think of that?
I like it.
Just April Fools. All right, just having a little bit of fun for April Fools here. Jerry, you just sit back there and you can go back to sleep. Not a problem. But George, welcome and say hi, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Hey, Jerry!
And welcome, success friends. Thank you for joining us today at a little place I like to call Success Saturday, the perfect way to end your week and to start your weekend. Although, George, when I get done with this show, I just can't wait for Monday to get here. I do want to say hello to Bob at the controls this morning. Bob, we love kicking off this Saturday of talk here at KLBB Radio. And remember, success friends, you can hear us every Saturday at 9 a.m. And remember, our show, it's dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want to build a mountain from a little hill. Success, friends, all you need is to understand the science of success, the mathematics of success. One success principle multiplied by success tools equals an unstoppable heart that will allow you to overcome any and every obstacle. And success, friends, that one principle is having a grand obsession, a defined goal, a specific destination, and a burning desire to get there. And the success tool that we will be the focus of today's show is a petition for repetition. And before we get into that discussion, let me introduce my special guest, George Carr of Soccer Source. George, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love having you here. The crowd's happy that you're here. But George, as a teaser, what we'd like you to do is we'd like you to give our success friends, if you could, your 30-second elevator speech.
All right. Well, Tom, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on the show. Thank you, Jerry.
Love it.
I'm actually a native of Stillwater. I grew up in the Withrow area, went to Withrow School, which unfortunately it was just announced going to be closing, sadly. Graduated from Stillwater High School,
Very nice.
It's good to be back in town.
Love having you.
As for my elevator speech, I've been around the game of soccer for the past 20 years.
Wow, you don't even look that old.
I know, it's hard to believe, right? That really was a joke.
Right.
It has really been a positive impact on my life playing soccer. I played as a kid through high school and college. Now I've been coaching for around 12 years. Developed a deep love for the game during that time and really a desire to see it grow in the United States so more kids are positively impacted like I was. So for that reason, I started SoccerSource.com, which is an online-based soccer specialty store where you can get anything you need to play the game. We sell everything from balls, coaching equipment, full-size goals, uniforms. We're basically your one-stop shop for anything soccer.
Loving it. Loving it, huh? That sounds fantastic. And I would imagine, too, George, now this soccer's got to be becoming a bigger sport now with all the talk of the concussions with football, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Football numbers, it's no secret, has been declining quite a bit over the past few years especially. And so sports like soccer, lacrosse are starting to see pick up in numbers because of that. And actually, in fact, soccer, just our U.S. soccer, the governing body of soccer here in the mm-hmm. States, they just banned heading for kids 10 and under. So that's
really
a new thing this year, actually.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
And then you guys got to be excited about the soccer coming to St. Paul, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
The stadium?
Yeah, they're looking at this coming spring, next year. So,
a lot of exciting things happening.
Very exciting, yeah.
Now, George, you've been around soccer all your life, basically. You've played it. You've coached it. Now you're kind of selling it. And, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on today is because of our success tool, a petition for repetition. Because, George, I don't know if anyone understands repetition better than a coach. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I think there's something to be said. There's no replacement for getting up every day and finding it in you to continue to push toward your goals,
right?
Especially as a soccer player, really any player of a sport. You practice day in and day out.
Over know. And oh, yeah. I'm trying someday to get this radio show perfected.
Just keep practicing.
But no, I mean, but it is repetition.
Absolutely.
Such an important thing as you go after any success journey.
Absolutely.
So, George, before we get going, I want to remind my success friends, and, you know, talk about repetition. I tell them this every week. You know, why are we doing this show? And the first reason is a selfish reason, because I want all of my success friends, call up the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, 651-738-0107. Get a free quote on their home and auto insurance or their business insurance. And, George, I even have a wonderful life product called the 10-Minute No Physical Guaranteed Term Life Insurance Policy. Isn't that exciting?
Absolutely. I love it.
But more than that, George, I have been blessed to work with many small people like yourself. Not small people, small business people.
Not exactly a big guy.
Hey, I'm not that tall myself, Tom.
See, you can see, George, we don't have to be perfect, right? But it would help. Okay, but anyway. But, you know, I've been very fortunate to work with a lot of small business people like yourself. And I know firsthand just how difficult, how much work it takes in this day and age for the small business guy to prosper. Wouldn't you agree?
Seriously. Yeah, it's true.
And I think it's so important for us to work with our neighbors to keep businesses local as possible. And I like to spotlight people like yourself that I insure to let our success friends know, hey, we're out here. We want to do business with you. Give us a phone call, right? Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, George, 30 years ago, I had a lot more what I called without time than with time. I used to live by a saying that said, what are you doing within while you're doing without? Because I was doing without. All right. And, you know, and you got to keep going. You got to get up each day and still make it happen. I've been fortunate to meet a lot of great people along the way that have helped me build a successful insurance agency. And I want to help those that are looking for a bit of direction along the way, too. So I believe that this radio show and our website, GPS4success.com, can be a leg up for a motivated person. And George, you know this as well as me, when we think of success, we usually think of celebrities posted on the magazine covers or on the TV show or the internet. However, I believe that people like yourself are the true business leaders, the unsung heroes that get little recognition but truly affect the community. And George, you put your financial life on the line every day. And if you fail, you don't have a golden parachute to help you out. Earl Nightingale stated that success is the active realization of a worthy goal. I think that too many times we think that we need to attain our goal to be a success when all we truly need to do is to start towards that goal. As the proverb reminds us, it doesn't matter what you do, it matters why you do it. Any thoughts on that, George?
It reminds me of a Miley Cyrus song, actually.
Interesting. Now that one's before my time. Wait. after my cut.
That one's for my wife, Allie.
Hi, Allie.
But absolutely. The reality is that most people don't start a business with a list of customers who are already paying you. If that were the case, everybody would be doing it. So as a successful insurance agent, you know as well as I do that it takes a lot of work to find and keep your customers. That makes it a big risk to take the personal financial risk of starting a new business. Nothing's guaranteed, and you have to go make it happen. It's a great thing, though, really, when you think about it. What in this life is without risk that is worth anything at all? And the answer for me is that there really isn't. For me personally, I have a vision of how my business can have a broad impact on the development of the game here, and that's what keeps me going each and every day. Knowing that I can help those accomplish their goals makes it a bit more palatable to take that financial risk.
Very good, very good. Now, what was that? What song of Miley's is it?
Something about It's the Climb, I think.
It's the Climb.
Something like that.
All right. But, you know, George, right now, it is time for our success quote of the day. And our quote is from Elizabeth Arden. I think she was the makeup person, if I'm not mistaken. Arden Cosmetics. She said that repetition makes reputation, and reputation makes customers. What do you think of that?
Huh? I like that.
I like that, huh?
Rings true.
Now, George, you've had a bit of repetition in your life, right? I mean, you have to learn how to play the game. You have to learn how to play the move, right? I mean, repetition, right?
Yeah, you don't acquire skills overnight.
Nope.
You don't wake up and know how to kick a soccer ball correctly, how to shoot it or how to pass it. Again, as a kid, you know, you spend hours and hours and hours perfecting each touch on the ball. You know, as a quarterback, it takes you a long time to figure out how to read somebody running across the field and to lace a pass right into their path. It takes lots and lots of repetition to develop those skills. And there's something that my dad said to me over and over as I grew up. And what he told me was, whatever you do in your life, make sure you're helping people. And that's something that stuck with me. And I'll tell you something else. I'm a huge fan of customer service.
Okay.
I believe you should provide excellent service to anybody who might be interested in your product, no matter whether they're going to spend a lot, a little, or maybe nothing at all.
Right.
And I was able to repeat over and over learn the skill of customer service when I was in college, when I had a job at a clothing retailer where I learned exactly what it was to provide customer service, or good customer service, rather. And what I learned was each and every person walks into the store as a potential customer, but more importantly, they're people. And if I treat those people purely as potential money spenders, not only are they less likely to actually spend their money, but I've lost a chance to brighten their day and help them out. So I'm not talking about anything huge, just a simple gestures like a genuine smile, asking how they are, asking questions and listening to their product needs as opposed to pushing and directing them to what I want them to buy. Later on, I worked at a university in the financial aid office, helping students navigate what can be a really scary and complicated process.
Is that true?
Involving lots and lots of money.
Right.
You probably had experience with that. Yeah. There, I really learned the value of meeting someone where they are. You might call it empathizing. So, you know, what state of mind are they in? Are they worried, angry? Do they have all the information they need to make good decisions for themselves? And, you know, when you boil it down, if you define success simply as how much money you can accumulate, you're really missing out on something much bigger, much deeper, much more fulfilling. You're missing out on opportunities to make an impact in both your life and with others in a positive way, each and every interaction that you have.
Right.
So, again, kind of with the idea of repetition, it's, you know, going back to what you were saying, I think it's, you know, you're practicing those things over and over again when you're creating customers and you're retaining customers. Each and every interaction, it's not just about the bottom dollar, but it's about meeting them where they're at, learning their needs, and then helping meet those needs.
And you know, I'm going to give us another little quick quote on that one, because people don't care to know unless they know you care, right? You've been told that one in customer service before.
But, I've heard that, yes.
And you know, I'm going to take a quick second, too, because I agree with you. Customer service is so important. You're in the retail business. I'm in the retail business. We have what we call the blue ribbon service out of our agency, which means we want to treat people better than the way we want to be treated. And it doesn't take that much. I mean, if, like you say, if you're just good to people, say hello, put a smile on your face, that's half the battle right there.
Absolutely.
George, one of the things I talk about all the time on this show, Ensure Your Success, 9 o'clock a.m. Saturday morning here at KLBB Radio, is grand obsessions. What gets you out of bed in the morning and keeps you working at night? But I want to talk about our success tool first, a petition for repetition, because we talk about a grand obsession with a burning desire. The way you get that burning desire is repetition. I want to do this. I'm committed to doing this. You want to build your online presence. You want to help soccer. You don't look at it one time and say, hey, we're there. You're looking at it every day, time after time. Again, we go back to, coaching, such a good comparison of this, because when you talk to your athletes, I mean, really, it's let's do this drill over and over again. I remember a guy trying to teach me a musical lesson. He said, here's how you do the chord. Now go practice that about 500 times. This is why I'm not playing that anymore. Right? Because we didn't do it. But before we go too much further, George, we need to let our success friends know how to get in touch with you. Your website...
My website, it's www.soccersource.com.
Soccersource.com. I like it. And you can buy stuff on there, learn stuff on there, all kinds of things, right?
Yeah, you can check out the whole product line. Again, everything from balls to training equipment, goals, practice pennies, really anything that you would need.
And a phone number if they want to reach out to you?
Yeah, phone number is 612-405-4292.
Okay, and I also want to remind our success friends to go to GPS, the number 4 success, and sign up for our free lemon drops. And you sign up by the little lemon drop icon, and you'll receive a free lemon drop every morning. A little inspiration that will melt in your mind. You can have all your soccer students get a little inspired there daily, George. Now, do you remember the song? You know, you asked me about Miley. Do you remember the song? I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter.
I have to admit that I don't.
He does not know that one. I'm kind of surprised at that. Me too, Jerry. But I'm going to sing you a couple of lines. If it comes back to you, you can more join in with me, okay?
All right.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm going to write words oh so sweet. They're going to knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. And success, friends, at the end of the week, if you sign up for a lemon drop, you also get what we call a slice of success. And this is a congratulatory note for a job well done with words oh so sweet, they're going to knock you off your feet. Because, George, let's be honest, who's telling us that we're doing a great job? Our boss? Our spouse? Our dogs? I mean, come on. But sign up, get a lemon drop. We'll tell you you're doing a great job. We'll give you kisses at the bottom, and you'll be glad you got them. And how's that time for timing, George? It's time right now for a wait for it. It's time for a lemon drop that we hope makes a big splash in all of our success friends' days. And George, today's lemon drop is overnight successes are years in the making. Isn't that saying a lot?
It's true.
Yeah, I've been around for a long time, and I'm still not a success.
But you keep trying, Jerry, and that's what we love about you. But, George, as I was mentioning before, I talk about all the time about a grand obsession. What is it, success friends, that gets you out of bed in the morning and keeps you working into the night? So, George, what is your grand obsession?
Well, Tom, again, for me, the focus... with this whole soccersource.com thing, is furthering the game here in the States. On a micro level, I want people to have a place they can go to get whatever they need to play, coach, or administer the game. Okay. Offer them competitive prices with absolutely outstanding service. Anything less to me is unacceptable.
Fantastic. Now, how would you say repetition has helped you achieve any of your goals? any of your goals. I mean, you've had different things in different aspects of your life. So
yeah. So the truth is, I wouldn't have a business if I didn't find myself exercising, so to speak, my repetition muscles.
Mm-hmm.
My store being based online, I have a broad catalog of products. I don't know if you've ever built a website. Have you built it? You
GPS
have, okay.
GPS for the number for success.
So you,
you can sign up for your lemon drops. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Joe. You didn't carry it away then.
So you know firsthand, you know, for me, building each product page takes a long, long time. You know, creating a description and building out the whole page takes a really long time.
Right.
So I've spent countless late nights up till, you know, midnight, burning the midnight oil.
Yeah.
Just putting together these product pages and kind of honing the website.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly fun.
I checked you out. That's good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's not exactly fun. Or glamorous all that time, but it's necessary to get it up and running and absolutely necessary if I want to accomplish what is my broader goal to further the game here.
Yep.
And, you know, it's not always easy, but if I want to find success in it, I got to exercise that repetition muscle.
I love it. And, George, what you're telling us is we have a choice.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I want to make our success friends aware that they, too, have a choice when it comes to insurance. It's called the Fierce Choice for insurance, the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. Whether you need auto, home, life, health insurance, or commercial insurance, your choice is clear. The Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency provides you with the best products for the best prices, and we've been delivering for over 30 years. We treat you the way you want to be treated. We call it Blue Ribbon Service. So yes, you have a choice, but your Fierce Choice for insurance is the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. Jerry?
Slow down out there. It's scary.
And you can reach us at 651-738-0107 or on the web at FierceChoice.com. And success, friends, please understand, we literally save everybody we talk to money on their insurance, and most of the time we give them better coverage. We're so confident that we put our money where our mouth is. We will give anybody $25 if we can't beat your current auto and home insurance rates. George, I think maybe over 20 years, we've given maybe $75 away. We beat people's prices. We save you money. Call us Monday through Friday. Call the office, 651-738-0107. Ask Kim or Kelly, or tell Kim or Kelly you're taking the KLBB Radio Challenge. excuse me. If you check our counter on our website, we have a goal. Talking about goals, George, our goal is to save clients over $100,000 in insurance premiums this year for 2016. As we speak, we are already up to half that goal, and it's just the beginning of April. We're over $50,000 in savings of premium dollars. It's just exciting stuff, which brings us to that time of the show. Everyone's a winner. It's time to announce some of our winners this week. Walter M. saved over $2,500 on his dump truck insurance. How's that for a savings? Not bad, right? And we reduced Celeste Christie's home and auto rates by about $360 a year. We'll have more winners next week, but George, let's talk a little bit more about what you do, what's available on that website.
Yeah, so again, really anything you would need, that's kind of the moniker that I've gone with is, you know, anything that you need to play the game of soccer. So whether you're a player, whether you're a coach, whether you're a club administrator that needs goals for the field or paint equipment to line the fields. It's anything that you need. If you're a player and you need cleats for hard ground turf, or if you need cleats for actual like synthetic turf, indoor futsal shoes, we have anything that you need. Uniforms, equipment for coaches, all that good stuff.
And George, Mark Krumholtz, your insurance agent, he was telling me too, you're doing something with the schools to have to change your goals or something like that. Is that?
Yeah.
Is
so
that a new thing this year or something?
Yeah. So U.S. Soccer, which is the governing body of soccer in the United States, this fall announced a bunch of different changes to the youth game here in the States to help develop and kind of pull the youth game in the United States in line with the way that it's played around the world.
Okay.
And one of the things that they had updated was the size of goals for some of the youngest age groups. So, so what's starting to happen now is that clubs around the country and schools are having to change the size of their goals.
And they can find the correct size on Soccer Source.
Absolutely, yeah.
Loving it. So you've got a lot of stuff going on there, a lot of things available for people, right?
Yeah, yep. Anything you need.
Okay. Oh, but George, wait a minute. It's now time for our success tip of the day. Success, friends, it just doesn't stop coming at you here on Success Saturday, does it? Don't you just love it? Our success tip of the day is find a successful person, do what they do, and keep doing it until you succeed. It's as simple as that. Now, George, it's time right now for our listeners to get to know you a little bit better. So we have four questions in 4 seconds. Are you ready?
All right, let's do it.
What is your favorite food?
Without a doubt, Indian food.
Your favorite music?
I'm going to go with 60s rock.
And your favorite hobby?
Soccer.
Soccer? Surprise.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite ventriloquist?
Before I came in here, it might have been Jeff Dunham.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Tom Fierce.
Love it! He can come back. Hodger, like that guy. Always said he was a smart guy. But, George, let's remind our listeners how to get in touch with you. Your website?
Website is www.soccersource.com.
Okay, and your phone number?
Phone number is 612-405-4292. And can I provide an email?
Yep.
info@soccersource.com.
info@soccersource.com. We'll try and get this on our website, too, for you. George, we're running out of time here, but one quick question I ask all my guests. How do you deal with the adversity that comes with running your own business?
How do I deal with adversity?
Right.
I would say in the past, at least, I'm very new at this. In the past, when I'm at my best, I'm leaning on my faith in God and on those that are closest to me, so my mm-hmm. wife and my family. But the truth is, when I do it on my own, I generally fail. So I'm looking to those that are closest to me. And then also, again, going back to the repetition, just keep at it every morning, just finding some way within me to keep going.
So basically you're telling us you have a support system around you and you just keep doing it day after day.
Yep.
Even if things are tough, you get up and do what you need to do the same.
Exactly. Stay on my grind.
I like it. And, success, friends, we're coming near the end of our show. A couple of quick reminders. First, we'll be back here next Saturday, 9 a.m. Bob Anderson is going to be with us. And remember to call our agency at 651-738-0107. Get your quote on insurance. Help us save our clients over $100,000 this year and do it by saving some money yourself. George, again, thank you. Bob, thanks for all your help. Shout out to Sarah and Jenna for all the work they do. We love Club KLBB Radio. And, one last idea, or success idea, if you will, George. We learn by repetition. Thus, my petition. Think about it. You didn't learn your multiplication tables by reciting them once. Nope, you repeated them. You repeated them until now when you are asked, what is 9 times 6? 63 automatically pops in your mind. We don't know which fast food chain has the meats because they told it to us once, right? Nope. Advertisers repeat for a reason. They understand the magic of repetition, and so should you. We can do anything, we just can't do everything. And when you find your grand obsession, repeat it until it's a burning desire, a flame you just can't put out, and then repeat some more. So this is Tom Fierce with Ensure Your Success saying so long until next week. Jerry,
here, slow down. It's scary out there.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru in Llama Land.